I want to take a departure from our study on Wednesday evening, and I'm impressed of the Lord to just deal with something that I think that all of us could use, and the Lord would we need reminded of the Lord's help that we need. Different things that are going on in our church with, you know, those that we're connected to, family members, members of the church, our elderly and such as that, things that we have on our schedule, things that we're planning on, preparing on, things we've been working on since before the conference, illness, sickness, injury, surgeries. I think it's fair to say that most of us are tired, aren't we? We're tired. And that's what these kind of things do to us. They make us physically tired. And we know that our Lord is, these things are not unknown to our Lord. He knows them. He knows them. It may be just the course of life that is at hand. It may be the direct directing of the Lord for events in individuals' lives, and all of the events of our lives cross over one another. And so the Lord knows all about them. He knows the strain that we get put in, and how we're brought to the end of our rope at times. So we'll feel that. I'm sure you have. I know that you have. You've got to a point you just collapsed into bed and thought, Lord, how can I do this again tomorrow? We've times like that, and we've had times like that. We're having times like that, and we will have times like that. And so I just want to look. Just want to look into the scriptures and find some encouragement there, and things that our Lord tells us that can help us, and just be reminded of these things. Okay, because it is in our Lord and in His Word that we do and will find help. So I want you to turn over here to Matthew chapter 11. Let's take a look here, and. In this chapter, the disciples, he's commanded the 12 disciples to go out, and John hears about the Lord Jesus, and there John's in prison, put there by Herod, and messengers are sent by John to the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus in this chapter speaks to the multitude after he tells those disciples of John to go back and tell John what they have seen. A confirmation. And I wonder about that. I wonder if maybe John didn't do that for his own disciples' sake. So I think that there's a possibility that that could be the case. The Lord emphatically declares that John is the one that was prophesied of to come in the power and strength of Elijah. And then the contradiction that the religious leadership of the day says that John's crazy and Jesus is a glutton. And then he upbraids the cities that have heard the preaching, Chorazin and Bethsaida and Tyre and Sidon, and what he knows about the judgment of these, Capernaum and relative to Sodom and all that. And he tells about some of those things. And then in verse number 25, Jesus, he says these words, prays these things, maybe, if you will. But this is declared by the Lord Jesus. In verse number 25 of Matthew 11, at that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent of the world, the wise and the prudent of the world system, the way of man, and hast revealed them unto babes. Now, if you and I, we claim the Lord Jesus Christ, and we say that He knows us and we know Him, He saved our souls and we are His children, that's us, the babes. And the nearest babes that we have are the Hornsby twins, Abigail. And they had to be carried in. They've got to be tended to continuously. They're the youngest ones that we have in our church and amongst our church. And that's how the Lord has said we are, babes. Babes need tending. Babes need help. Babes need looked after. And you know what? The Lord has said something here. He said, Father, I thank you that you've not revealed these things to the wise and the prudent of the world, but you've revealed them unto babes. Our babes. And the Lord, knowing that we're babes, He knows that we need care. He knows our weakness. He knows our frame. He knows how unable we are. Unable. And so the Lord knows all about where we're at. But you know what? I think for you and I think we forget where we're at as far as our strength and our ability. And listen, we should certainly try. We are to persevere. But we cannot do so on our own. We need our Lord's help and our Lord's strength. Revealed them unto babes. And so that's us. Would you include yourself rather amongst the wise and the prudent of the world? You want to be found in that group? No, we don't want to be found there, do we? So we're the babe. We're the babe, the lot of babes, aren't we? Verse number 26, even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. And our Lord has done us good, hadn't he? He has. He's done us so very well. Of course, beyond what we deserve, because we deserve nothing from the Lord. But not only has He saved us and given us life, but He cares for us. He cares for us and the burden that we bear. And you know what? If He knows about our burden and He knows about our care, we don't need to operate like He doesn't care. Now, I'm not being accusatory here. I'm just saying the things that we're subject to, I'm subject to, you are subject to, when we get loaded down, our first reaction our tendency can be is to take it all ourselves. And we should try and we should pursue. We are not to wilt. We're not. But we are to remember that our Lord cares for us. And He knows what we're going through. He knows what He's directed to us. He knows what He's allowed to us. He knows our weakness. And this has been a good thing that He has done in revealing such unto us. Our Lord has revealed wonderful things unto us. He says here, all things are delivered unto me of my Father. Verse 27, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son. And he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. So if we're amongst the babes, we're amongst those that have been revealed the Father by the Son. A blessed group. Blessed individuals. All things are delivered me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son. And he whomsoever the Son will reveal the Father. Do we know about the Son? Do we know about the Father? The Lord has revealed such unto babes. And it's a wondrous, wondrous thing that our Lord has done for us. Hold your finger here and turn over here to the same book in chapter 16, Matthew chapter 16. And let's be reminded here what the Lord says unto our brethren. Jesus in verse number 13 says, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they told him some different ones, prophets, John the Baptist, and so on. And he said unto them, verse number 15 of chapter 16 of Matthew, "But whom say ye that I am? Who do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Messiah, the Savior, the one sent, the Redeemer, the Son of the Lord, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." So this of being babes in the Lord and our Lord revealing the Father unto us, and us knowing who the Son is, I mean, that is, that blessing of salvation is the greatest blessing that there is. And we, by virtue of the Lord's salvation upon us and His work in us, we are connected to the greatest power and work that there is. The Lord saving a sinner. And not just saving us, but making us His babe, His child. We're connected to Him. We are, as the scripture says, we are joint heirs with Christ. And you know how you care for your children, your grandchildren. And our Lord cares for us more perfectly than that. I need to remember that. Back in chapter 11, then the Lord Jesus says this in verse number 28. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden." Labor, toil, striving, tiredness. I mean, what is the limit of the labor? Is there anything that is involved with labor that wouldn't be put in there? That we should not include in there? "Come unto me, all ye that labor." And we're talking about children tonight, babes. "Come unto me," He says. And when we're so pressed and so squeezed, when we're not so pressed and so squeezed, we need to be coming to Him. But certainly when we're under labor and the strain, He says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden." That cart, that beast of burden, so loaded down. Depression. So much physically to do for others. So many decisions to make. So much to try to get accomplished because of a schedule that we've set. All good things. But the labor and the burden of life can get us down. And the Lord says, "Come over here to me. Come unto me. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden." And what's He say? "I will give you rest." I believe it's so for the sinner. If you're here and you're not saved, I believe that the Lord speaks those words unto you. I think it's one of these passages. It's one of the passages that has a multiplicity of applications and directions. See, you that are here without Christ are indeed, should be, burdened and laboring under your sin. The condemnation of that you know no greater. Now, sometimes sinners just don't know. And we preach and we give out the Word of God and the seed of God's Word that they might know that that is the greatest burden of all. But you know what? We babes get burdened down too, don't we? Sometimes we can get burdened down with sin too. We need to repent and confess of it. Sometimes the burden is sin and the condemnation that goes with it. You know, sometimes the burden is blame. Blame. The burden of blame coming at us, or the burden of blaming another. You know what? Sometimes the burden can be bitterness. We just don't want to be where we're at. What's going on? We just don't want to be there. We don't prefer it. We don't want to be there. But we know our Lord knows all about it, but we just don't want it. And we can allow ourselves to get bitter over it. Sometimes the burden is sorrow and hurt. The burden and the heavy laden that we can experience can be a doubt. Sometimes that burden and that being laden down so can be guilt. Criticism received. Criticism given. Sometimes that burden can be fault finding, coming our direction or going out from us. I'm not being accusatory. I'm just looking at things in life that we experience and that we deal with. Those things can be burdens to us, and we can get burdened down with them. So many things that we can be burdened down with, and it can become so very, very weary. The Lord says, come unto me, most of ye that are burdened and heavy laden. Is that what he says? He says all. He says all. Oh, Brother Jim, but if 10 others go, there'll be room for the 11th. Yeah, there will be. There will be. He's able. He's faithful. He's got the power. He has the sympathy that's needed for us. But he tells us, come. And what if we don't come to him with it? We will bear it on our own. So he says, come. It's just a very practical thing. He says, take my yoke upon you. Oh, I don't want another burden. I don't want something else to carry, not something else. You ever have a time that the phone goes off and you jump? Ever had that? I'll just go ahead and admit it's truth night. Phone goes off. Clarissa's phone goes off. I hear her talking. It kind of sounds serious, and I just wilt. What is it now? I mean, that's a sign that you're burdened down. The talking's serious. Jim starts thinking she's talking, so Jim can't hear her, right? Because she knows that it's going to weigh Jim down. Another yoke? Well, listen to what Jesus says. Take my yoke upon you. A yoke of the Lord, indeed, a cross to bear, for sure, for him. But he says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Learn of him. Learn how he bore under his cross. Learn of what he did for you and for me. As individual children, as individual babes before him, learn about him. I tell you what, we learn about the Lord Jesus and what he's done for us, we will be nothing but encouraged. It will help us with the burden that we are bearing, and not to negate, not to discount the burdens that we bear, the crosses that we bear, not to discount them at all. But when we take a look at Jesus, we're helped with our own. He knows that. He says, come to me, I'll give you rest, and take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. Meekness. The Lord had the power to blow up anything and anybody that did anything wrong to him. when he came as a man. He had the power to call 10,000 angels, and he did not. You and I, what we generally have the power, we have the power of our tongue, an unruly evil that we can take and I can just shoot it off. I can't bring back the words back. I can't bring the words back, but it'll do a lot of hurt, a lot of destruction. I can be tempted to accuse the Lord falsely, grumble, murmur against him about my lot, the things that I experience. And the Lord, when he was done wrong, not saying that everything that we experience that we're being done wrong, and by no means, we may be experienced that, and a lot of times not. It's just the course of life. Or again, what the Lord's brought our way or allowed to come our way. But his meekness and his loneliness can be an encouragement to us too, to bear long. Having come to him for rest and having seen that his yoke is the yoke that we need to take on us. You know, how about we take all that burdens us and put that and give that to the Lord and take his yoke on ourselves? You know what he goes on to say? He says, "For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." Rest again. You notice that about those verses? Rest in verse 28. We're tired. We want some rest. Oh, if I could just rest. So weary, so burdened, wore out. So, I'm finally going to get to hit my bed tonight and lay down in bed. Bing. Can't go to sleep. How will I be able to function tomorrow? I cannot go to sleep. With the expectation of tomorrow being like today or worse. I mean, we've all gone through it, haven't we? Right? We're wanting rest. And here I'm talking about physical rest. We need rest for our hearts and for our minds too. Jesus knows that. He says, "Come unto me, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn of me, learn about his characteristic and his way, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." The only way that we can find rest of the emotional, the physical, the mental strain is in our Lord Jesus Christ. And what's he say? He said, that yoke, your labor and your heavy burden, your burden, that which you labor under and you're heavy laden with, if you will, I think the implication is give that to him. Rest that upon him. And he says his yoke in exchange is easy and his burden is light. How is that? We're his. We're directed by him. We rest and trust in him. To even work the impossible when we are out of options, whether we're out of not even knowing what to do, what to decide, what's next, we lay it off on him and let him yield to him, ask him to take care of it for us. To rest in him. In this same chapter, back on the Sermon on the Mount, Brother Doug in Sunday school just did not too long ago, did a study about the Sermon on the Mount. And I'd like you to turn over to Matthew chapter 7. And let us be reminded what our Lord tells us here. We don't always need to be praying for ourselves. But we do need to pray for ourselves. You know, there's balance in everything. We can be convicted sometimes, say, "Well, man, all I do is pray for myself." Okay, well, it's good to be convicted about that and pray for others too. But we don't need to pray for others to the exclusion of self either. We don't need to leave anything out. Lord, help us. Keeping the balance is a difficult affair, isn't it? Burden down. Babe with very little power and very little strength. We need to ask for ourselves. Jesus says here in verse number 7 of chapter 7, ask and it shall be given you. Now, do you believe that? Lord, I am tired. I am weary. I am beat down. I am emotionally drained. I am discouraged. I am in despair. I'm at the end of what I can. I need help, Lord. Ask. If we don't ask, where will we find ourselves? Right there at the same place, same point. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Here's the comparison. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Your child wants something to eat, some bread. Will we give him a rock? Would we do that? Would any parent, grandparent, aunt, uncle, family do that? No, we would not do that. Minister, we would minister to the need, wouldn't we? In this, our Lord promises that he will minister to the need too. Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, sinful, of Adam's race, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? If you will, if you'll understand, if you'll allow me this, you got to come near to ask, don't you? Our children have to come near to ask. And the Lord tells us, we babes in Christ, come unto me. Ask. I'm a good father. I'm the best father that there is. Therefore, all things that whatsoever you would that men should do unto you, do even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. I want us to be reminded of another passage. Brother David lays it out by the Lord so very, very well. And just to be reminded of this, you know, We're tempted to think that the Bible, we can revert so easily to think that the Bible is just another book. But the Bible is not just another book. It's the living Word of God. And in it, we find strength. We find help. We find our Lord and the things that He has said unto us. Be reminded of this. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. He says, come unto me. A brother preached in our conference recently, draw me. Ask, seek and knock, the Lord says. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I was just thinking about Brother David here recently in the last couple weeks. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know what some time ago, now it's been years, I'm sure, I can't remember exactly how long, we studied in the book of Ezekiel. It seems like Brother David is going to be there in the Lord's temple, there in the millennia. In the millennium, he's going to be there, and he's going to be, wasn't it Brother David that said he'd rather be a a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord, and he's going to be tending to that eastern gate. He's not of the lineage of Aaron, but he's going to be able to offer sacrifices seemingly at will to the Lord whenever the time is right and whenever he's of the mind to do so. He will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I wonder, Brother David and his family are going to have dwelling very close there to that temple and that millennial setup of the Middle East and Israel. And I tell you what, we'll find out. I don't know if it's so or not, but I wonder if Brother David for the 1,000 years will ever leave. The Lord will have granted him his wish. Being a king, but seemingly preferring to be a priest and being able to be involved in those things. Talking about desire of heart, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. May the Lord help us. And then, lastly, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, the admonition of the Apostle Paul to the church, our brothers and sisters there at Thessalonica, and to us, we get weary. But he says unto them in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse number 13, "But ye, brethren, be not weary in well-doing." Let us keep on. Keep on. Going on. Keep on doing what's right. Keep on asking the Lord for help and strength when we are out of strength and out of ability. Come unto Him. Draw near. Ask Him. Don't give up on Him, because He's faithful. Let us be faithful in going to Him and not acknowledging to Him. It's kind of like repentance. I believe it's a similar kind of thing. Is we don't want to admit that we're at the end of our rope before the Lord. But you know what? That's what we need to do to find grace to help in time of need. And that's what the sinner without Christ needs to do, is to repent, to become to the end of yourself. But it's just in us to hold up. We want to hold up and try to work it out, figure it out ourselves, which we being babes have no strength to work it out and figure it out ourselves, aside from what our Lord gives us and helps us with. In Galatians chapter 6, verse number 9. "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." And so may our Lord help us. Are you tired? The Lord says, "Come unto me." Are you tired? Are you weary? Are you burdened down? The Lord says, "Ask, seek, and knock." And let us continue on in the things that the Lord has allowed, or by His design has brought to us, or is just the course of life for us, for our church, for our families. May we pray one for another. May we pray for ourselves. May we ask our Lord to help us in what seems to be impossible. And you know what? He's promised He will. He's promised that He will. And may the Lord help us in that.